Blog Talk Radio.
One vendor throws in the towel and another sings praises. This is Ben, the Hot Dog Answer Man, and we are streaming live at streetfoodvendor.tv.
It's that time again, folks, broadcasting live with his tin cans and a brand new string from a top old Smokey. It's Ben, the King of Wiener Slingers, with a fancy co-host, with important guests, and the best answers a third-grade education can buy. All for you. Sponsored by BensCarts.com, whiskey by the jug and donuts. You are so in for a treat today. But if I told you now, I'd have to kill you. So stay tuned. Ben's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Stand by. He's downing his last glass of liquid courage. And he'll be live in 30 seconds.
Have you ever wondered why the guy selling hot dogs always seems so happy?
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Can I interest either of you in a hot dog? Do you want to find out why? LearnHotDogs.com. Get free video training, earn points, and get free stuff. Read Ben's hot dog blog and more. The premier source for hot dog vending information. Go to LearnHotDogs.com. What?
You know, HDVR, now Street Food Vendor TV, has been on the air now for about 2 years. And, of course, we are going to rehash some topics. But do not let that fool you. It seems that every time I go back into a show, I notice that the details get better and better. The solution stronger and the options wider. See, it's simple. We are all learning and growing. And every time someone calls with a question, we are more experienced and can provide better answers. So, have no fear. If you have questions, we have answers. It's why we are here.
Hey folks, this is Rob Harper with Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Just a quick reminder that Hot Dog Vendor Radio is a live radio show. Without call-ins, there ain't no show. So hide your face, pick up your phone, and give us a call. You can use your real name, you can use your stage name. We aim to please, so we don't really care. The only stupid questions are the ones that are not asked. So dial 424-258-9364. That's 424-258-9364. Get your groove on with HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
And see, that one commercial Rob did has worked. And we have a caller online. Caller area code 401. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. How can we help you? Hello? Caller area code 401. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Oh, hey, sorry, first time. Don't know what I'm doing here. How are you, Ben?
No problem. Yeah, you're not the only one, I promise. We've been doing this about 2 years, and I still mess up. I think Jason's the only person.
My dad and I decided to go on a venture here and get a hot dog cart together here in New England. And, you know, I was just – one thing I was wondering about, one of the millions of things I've been wondering about – what about health? You know, the new health food craze.
Right.
Are any of the other vendors that you know of? I mean, is anybody doing veggie dogs or, you know, any veggie anything else? Or, you know, how's that working out for everybody? We're completely new to this business, so haven't even opened the cart.
There's a lot of vendors that do a niche market, you'd say, even though hot dog vending is a niche market in itself, but or in the grand scheme of things, but inside the hot dog vending business or street food vending, there's niche markets. There's vendors like Jason who serves exotic meats. So it's, you know, from quail to duck to alligator, possum, you know, people
from, on the road.
Yeah, people from Kentucky. Just about anything he'll serve. And so it's really up to you. There are some people doing, you know, I know a lady in Charlotte, North Carolina, that does a all healthy meal. It's tofu. Everything's vegan, basically. So there's not even any animal products whatsoever on her cart.
So there's no bacon?
No, there's nothing.
I don't want to go there. Because there's people that like bacon, and then there's just people that are wrong.
But to tell you where to start, it's going to be tricky because it all depends on your the demographics where you live. So if
sure.
you're living in a city that has, I call it a hoity-toity area, the people that would like that, there's a vendor that's a friend of ours on the show, and he has Healthy For You dogs, and
okay.
his whole menu is all health food related. It's all high-end beef products, high-end foods. And so you can, and depending on where you are in this, you can decide to do that. The problem is that a lot of people, like I may say, you know, I would love to carry, let me give you an example. When I was starting the furniture business, I got offered the Henry Don line of furniture. And Henry Don is your high end. I mean, they make dining room tables that are $50,000. And I'm in Sevier County. And I don't think if you found the 10 richest people in Sevier County and pulled their resources together, they would spend $50,000 on a dining room table. So I don't know that it was you know, just because I may like it or my wife may like it, it may not go over in my area, but I wouldn't tell you not to try it. I would try it and see what you think. You may even want to spread some feelers out with a Facebook page about an all-healthy or vegan or vegetarian hot dog cart and see what kind of, you know, response you get.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Just caution you to be careful not putting too many of that type dog in the steamer or oil, because they just tend not to hold well. They're almost a cooked-to-order item.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, they're typically not going to be quickly done. Like if you're going to do an event and somebody's doing it, it's going to be hard to prep up that many. There is something to be said for fat and grease and chicken beaks and chicken feet. And it holds up well on a steam table.
Right. Okay. So then you'd end up charging more then, of course, because you'd have probably more food waste in excess.
Absolutely.
And I guess, I mean, do you think your profit margin would shrink a little if you went the healthy route?
Well, it depends. Like, there's some people that do the healthy route because it's a more expensive product. People will pay a premium price, and so you may get away with selling like Jason did today. What did you sell your lobster rolls for?
$14.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so wow. If you're in the right location and your demographics okay. I mean, he was at a winery, and he did this also last year, and that winery produced a lot of. It's that type of clientele that doesn't even blink at a $14 hoagie with some lobster in it.
And hey, man, it's 4 ounces of lobster in there, you know. I mean, that's a pretty good sandwich. I mean, Cousins Lobster sells that same 4 ounce stuffing on a roll for $15 on a daily at their location. I sell it for $10 at my regular location.
No, I don't think it's overpriced. I think it's all determined on what people are willing to pay. And if you don't have the type of people that are going to follow a cart that's, you know, vegetarian, healthier.
If you wanted to see good vegetarian carts on Facebook, look up Seabirds. They're out of California. It's an all-girl truck. And I think they were in the last food truck race or the one before. And they're totally vegan. You can also cinnamon snail.
Can you type that into the chat room for him, or do you know how to? I don't know how to spell it, but
sounds like somebody's not on mute or something. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah,
sounds like I hear some echoing.
Yeah, it's just feedback. I don't know who it's coming from, but sometimes you get it.
Okay.
Can you hear us okay now?
Yeah, it sounds good now.
Okay.
All right, so who you want to look for is Seabirds, S-E-A-B-I-R-D-S. It's an all-girl truck out of California, and they're vegan. She does things like fried mango and makes a cashew almost whip that she serves in the mango show. There's the cinnamon snail, which is another food truck. You can find him on Facebook. He is a huge vegan, always up on the newest trends for the vegan stuff.
Okay.
I mean, the other thing you could do is, you know, you could be like my wife and have a, can't think of the name of the blender right now, Vitamix. And, there's plenty of Vitamix recipes that are basically considered vegan by using coconut milk and, you know, soy-based milk, things like that. Carrot, strawberry smoothies, you know, with a couple blueberries in it, that's considered vegan. You know, I don't know their whole menu book, but I know Vitamix has quite a few that are considered vegan. That's another way you can do it without getting into tofu dogs and, you know, all that other stuff.
Okay.
You're going to have to try it either way, and there is a good way to try it is to do them both, because we know what works for all areas, and that's regular hot dogs and sausages. So you may want to separate your steam table so that you can do both and have it as an offering. You may even not even carry it at first, or tell them it's made to order and don't even stock a bunch of it. Maybe carry just a pack or two and put a sign up that says you have it. And then if you happen to sell out, say, yeah, we sold out, and the next day take three packs. And then, you know, keep doing that until you build up the confidence that it's going to be a mainstay for you.
Okay.
The other thing is I would talk to some of your vegetarian or vegan friends, because, you know, like my wife kind of eats vegetarian, but she also still eats meat, but a couple of her girlfriends are more vegetarian. And I haven't found anything that they like. You know, unless it's a homemade veggie burger, I haven't found any, you know, soy, tofu dog, tofurkey, any of that stuff that any of them like. So that's why waste the money on it? Be cooking it, not selling it. You know, so I would definitely check with some of your friends or some of these people you think might be customers, and ask them if they have a brand. I mean, there might be something local to you that I don't have here.
Right.
Do you want to just bring in stuff and didn't give us any, bring us anything?
She brought me Dr. Pepper, and then she also brought me Jeremy talking about the Vitamix. So there's their book that comes with recipes. I mean, that's pretty thick. Costco's got a real good deal on these Vitamix blenders right now, but you know, like I say, there's a bunch of things in there that can be considered vegan. I mean, she even had me one day make a, rice tofu. We grilled tofu.
It had raw spinach, white jasmine rice, and then I made a spicy sauce. I don't even know what it was. Sriracha
beans. I almost lost my man card for eating that. They almost took my bacon lover's card.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking, being in Rhode Island, like I'm in the Providence area, and not far from Boston, and that kind of brings up another question. You know, I was, from reading what I have from your training, Ben, and I think maybe in your book, Hot Dog Saved My Life, I just bought that last night and made my way about halfway through today, and it sounds like even if I go across the border into Massachusetts, even for one day, I guess I still have to pay for a full year there for the, you know, the permit, the license, and all that. I mean, that's a different topic, but I'm thinking between Boston and Providence, I mean, probably be successful with vegan. You could probably be successful with just hot dogs or brats or... I mean, because the population is just so dense out here, you know, I guess pretty much I could just pick one thing and go with that, even if it's just hot dogs and nothing else. I don't know.
Well, I think you're on the right track. I don't know that I'd ever start a specialty cart right from the get-go. I think I'd start a regular cart and then branch out, because it's too risky to me because you want to start making money as quick as possible. You want to be in the black as quick as possible. And
right.
the other things that you can do from a cart, put a higher risk on the business.
What do you mean by that?
I'm saying, like, if you said, you know, I'm going to do a vegetarian cart, and you so you gathered all the supplies and you did everything vegetarian, all your foods are, you know, vegetarian, and you may even want to go with the, you know, the gluten-free everything as well. Well, now you've made a bigger investment, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't.
Oh, right.
It doesn't mean it wouldn't work. It just means that it may take longer to get the word around because it's a smaller market. There's a bigger market for people that will eat a hot dog.
Okay.
There's more mass appeal. So dogs, brats, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you can't do it. Me, if you're set on doing it that way, I would start out with the dogs and brats and feel your customer base out and see what they say before you go charging balls to the wall into it.
Right.
You know, get some feedback. Build up your clientele and get some feedback. Hey, you know, to any of you at your office, are any vegetarians? You know, if I started carrying this, would they come down? Get some feedback from them before you go making
okay.
that decision. Because like me, if I put that stuff on here, I just don't have the clientele for it.
Yeah, and you want to make sure you're giving yourself the best chance for success. And that's what I would do. I would start like Jason's saying, and your odds go up extremely well when you do the tried and true methods.
Right. Okay. Yeah. My initial concern was that, you know, that with the whole health food craze, you know, I was thinking, is that affecting the hot dog market? Like I'd read articles here and there online. You know, in different newspapers that, you know, hot dog sales across America went down 2-3% between 2011 and 2012. And, you know, so I was just wondering if the health food thing, you know, if it would make sense if, you know, vendors just start kind of.
You're starting from a number, you're starting from a number that's huge, and the economy plays a lot of that, too. A lot of people have this false sense that the economy's gotten better, and so they start eating out more. But I guess the best way to tell, and this may sound a little facetious, but when you see McDonald's quit building new stores and Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s and those types of places, you'll know that the mass is headed towards foods that are healthier. I like the thought of healthier foods. You can look up Fresh for You. I think his name. I know he's on Facebook. It's Mark. Fresh for You hot dogs. Check him out because he does a fresh, healthy menu.
Okay.
And there's also like Japa Dog out of Canada. You can see the stuff they do with kimchi and. You know, braised short ribs, things like that. You know, there's things you can do. But, again, you need to make sure it's going to sell, you know.
Right.
I would definitely start by building a regular, quote, hot dog stand with a regular menu and building my clientele and then start looking into it. Because if you start out the other way with offering the vegan alternatives, I think you might alienate the meat eaters.
Yeah.
Hold on, Melissa wants to say something.
Do I have you on camera? Can
well, so they can hear. It would be nice if they could hear you.
A new star to the show.
You need to slide over to it.
So one of the things that Jason and I have noticed together is that if we go out together, if it's vegetarian or anything vegan, he won't go. He won't even take a step in. He won't, whatever.
There's no bacon on the menu.
Right. So, but I'll go to places that he'll go. So if you build a clientele of meat eaters, they're going to bring their wives or significant others who will then try the healthier things. So you can't go the opposite way. They'll never go.
Nope. No bacon, don't go.
That's a real good point, though, that she just made, is because I wouldn't go to one of these, you know, vegan markets. I go to the... What's that Whole Foods market? The only reason I go there is because they got good breads, the starches. But I wouldn't go there if it was all health food, you know, grains and nuts and berries. I don't care about any of that unless it's got chocolate around it and deep fried twice.
And wrapped right.
Right, right. So, you know, I don't want to discourage you from trying it, but I would at least start with the tried and true and then branch out. And you can do that immediately. You can offer a vegan dog.
Okay.
All right. I'm not even interested. I would rather do. I'm not a vegan guy myself. I'm not a vegetarian. Just I want to make sure that I'm not missing the boat. You know, if everybody's turning to like veggie this and veggie that, and then here comes Freddy. Hey, I got hot dogs, and nobody's eating them anymore. You know, I guess. I guess everybody's still eating hot dogs and brats and all that. So I don't have to worry about getting into the health.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so. Tell me that later. I mean, again, I would, you know, strongly suggest. I mean, Seabird's website. If you wanted to see their website, it's just Seabird's Truck. So SeabirdsTruck.com. So SeabirdsTruck.com. You can look at their menu, but if you were gonna go that far into the vegan side of it, I would say you need to do like a whole vegan cart versus, you know, because the true vegans are a hardcore group compared to vegetarians.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, they're not going to eat their chicken
and
vegan
food like that. The vegans won't eat anything with eyes. So, like, no
right.
real cheese. You know, they're to me, it's just crazy. I like telling them that my food craps on their food. But, you know, but I mean, if you look at Seabirds or look at the cinnamon snail, you know, you can get some menu ideas. But the other thing is, man, you know, when you're getting to that side of it, you're getting into organics and availability, price increase for your cost of goods. And just because you can get organic just today doesn't mean the wholesaler is going to have it tomorrow. That's the biggest problem with
right.
organic. You got to make sure you have a steady supply of everything you need.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go the tasty route.
Well, good. Let us know how it turns out, and please stay in touch with us and keep us up to date.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to reply to you guys. I guess I'm trying to download the whatever I need here to get on this little chat board, but I don't know. It's not working for me right now. But anyway, I'm not ignoring anybody. Just
all right, well, that other truck, their website is just cinnamonsnail, SNAIL.com. And they are in New York. They're in New York and, I believe, Red Bank, New Jersey. So, you know, that might be worth you taking a train ride or a car ride if you decide to go that way. But, you know.
Okay.
You know, do your homework.
Right.
That's all.
All right.
I appreciate you calling in, and please call back.
Absolutely.
Have a good one. Is that Corey Lawrence over there?
Yeah, I'm blown away. I saw his wall. I thought he had just done his wall, so we'd know. That he
had a picture on the wall.
Yeah, that's a little ancestry for you there.
I like it. And I see we have Doug's dogs with us. Can you hear us, Doug?
Good.
Yeah, good. Can you hear us? I don't think Doug can hear us. Or at least we can't hear him. Okay. And I know we had AJ from Super Dogs up a little bit ago. But we have another caller area code 706. You are live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio, Street Food Vendor TV.
Y'all can't hear me, Ben, so I figured I'd get in the queue and say hello.
Oh, no, that's perfect. That's perfect.
I kind of got tickled about the other caller talking about the vegan and all that. I started to try that when I first started out, and nobody seemed to want it. And it seems to be down here in the South, they want the three major food groups, chicken, beef, and pork. And so that's what I give them. But it seems like all beef hot dogs are like the most popular.
Yeah. I agree, Doug. You know, even though we're in Tennessee, we're still far enough south that I don't get calls for vegan or vegetarian or tofu or anything. It's all, everybody wants, you know, a regular dog, and most people don't even ask if it's all beef. You know, I could, you know, like I've said before, my wife and my kids, they'd rather have the, you know, chicken pecker dogs.
I like that. No, I think since I started in business, I've had maybe one person to ask me if I had like a tofu dog or, you know, some off the wall dog, and I just tell them no. The closest I can come is a chicken dog, they normally buy that and say, you know, that's what I want. I've been thinking about going to an all-beef quarter-pound hot dog, and I haven't made that leap yet because they cost me about 15 cents more per dog if I go to an all-beef quarter-pound hot dog. So I'm still kind of playing with that and don't know if I'm going to do it or not. Got to go out this week, though. It quit raining in Georgia for 2 days.
Do you have a quarter pounder now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't tell my customers unless they ask me straight up, but it's actually 100% chicken dog. But most of them tell me when I tell them, you know, I ask them if they want to know what's in it, they tell me no. Because they like it, so. But lately, that's becoming a more popular hot dog. You know, my sales have increased, and well, I sell those for $4 a piece, and so there's a good profit margin in that. And because the dog itself cost me 35 cents, then the buns 12 cents. Add a Coke for about 20 cents, and then a chip for about 22 cents, and I sell it for $5.
Right.
And you can do the math, and there's a good profit margin there.
Absolutely.
And then my sausage dogs, I got lucky. I went direct to the distributor, and I'm buying them by the case now, and they're giving them to me for 40 cents a piece. And they're a quarter-pound sausage dog. And I'm getting a pretty good deal on those.
Yeah, Jason, I don't think he's got anything under $5 on his menu.
But he's got a different market. And I don't care where you go, there's going to be a different. You know, I had a guy last week just had a fit because I got $4 for a sausage dog. Kind of looked at him. I said, I got to make a profit somehow. And he kind of laughed and bought two of them and left. You can either, I've heard Jason say this 1,000 times, I can sit at home and lose money. Or, you know, so.
Not make money. I'm that way too.
But other than that, it's overall this year has been pretty good. I mean, I hate to say it, but I've actually made exactly the same thing this year on the same day as I did last year on the same day. In other words, my profit hadn't gone up, but I haven't, you know, it's exactly the same from last year.
Well, consistent. There's a lot to be said for consistency.
Yeah. And now my expenses have gone down a little bit this year, which is, you know, kind of nice, but I'm booked. Oh God, I'm booked the whole month of October, the last week in September, and the first week in November. So I'm pretty well booked for the, you know, October's like a big month down here for us because they have so many festivals and fairs and all that. And But anyway, I just wanted to say hello to everybody and let me get off this phone and let the other people kind of chime in.
I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, hopefully it'll quit raining down here. It's supposed to be sunny for like the next 3 days, and of course I got to work my real job those 3 days, but actually I got to work 4 days this week, but then we'll go back out. I told my wife the other day that I was going to go sell hot dogs Friday and Saturday. I don't care if it snowed. But y'all be good, guys. We'll talk at you later.
Hey, have a good one.
See you, Michael.
See you, Michael.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I'd love it if you'd tell us, Corey, when we come back after this break, what's going on with your – I know you got your chill trike. I saw a picture of it. It's sexy as hell. And I'd love it if you'd tell us how that's going and any changes you've made recently and what you're doing, what your plans are for the winter. I know, you know, I think this is your first winter going in with a enclosed trailer, right?
Right. Right, yeah. We went all the way through December with our cart and then opened up. We were closed all of January and then opened up in February with the trailer. So, yeah, this will be the first time going in with the enclosed.
Well, we'll come right back and find out more about that here in just a second.
Have you ever wondered why the guy selling hot dogs always seems so happy?
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Can I interest either of you in a hot dog? Do you want to find out why? LearnHotDogs.com. Get free video training, earn points, and get free stuff. Read Ben's hot dog blog and more. The premier source for hot dog vending information. Go to LearnHotDogs.com. Have you ever seen those hot dog vendors with the hinge pan lids? Well, Ben has them now. They're over at benscarts.com in the accessory store. These aren't your run-of-the-mill pans either. Ben wanted to make a pan that would last as long as your cart would, so we used the thickest gauge stainless steel pans on the market. Yep, you can buy cheaper versions, but you can't buy better ones. These are for the seriously busy hot dog vendors and built to last, and you can get them only over at benscarts.com.
From New York, and you'll be grooving live with the Hot Dog and the Man on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Come on, y'all,
let's take a ride. I know that y'all had to have noticed that Bubba's not with us tonight. He has been with us. He's been a regular on here for several weeks. He, I think he actually was on the show his very first week of vending. He has decided, or his wife has decided for him, that he's no longer a hot dog vendor. And he's also got some issues. You know, he was in a bad motorcycle wreck, and the long hours on his feet are trying. And his wife is wanting to make plans to move to the Philippines. That's where she's from. And being the good husband that he has agreed. And so they are making plans for that. But I do want to say thanks to him for all the help that he gave to the show and to us. And he kind of shared his trials and tribulations as he got going and got on his feet and started doing okay. So we'll miss him, and hopefully he'll still come on and visit every now and then.
Yeah, wish nothing but the best for Bubba.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So tell me, Jason, are you able to see the chat room just in case I miss something?
Yeah, I'm watching. Okay. Corey posted up a link for Snail, and somebody else put up Seabirds. Somebody questioned what's going on with your e-cigarette.
It's charging. I've had it charging for about a week, and that's what I told my wife. She goes, "What happened to your e-cigarette?" And I said, "It's charging." And the next day, she goes, "It ain't done charging." And I said, "No, it takes a long time for that sucker to charge." And
how long did that last?
Hey, tell us what's going on, Corey.
Well, you know, with the Chillmobile, we actually used it 2 weeks ago. Let's see, we used it on a Friday night, a week and a half ago, I guess, and we had an event on at the university here, and we dusted off and cleaned up the old O'Doggy's cart, and we loaded up the Chillmobile with us, and we sat up there, and we just used it that night strictly for refrigerator mode, and we loaded it up with our sodas, and we hung the chip clips around there just to kind of introduce it to the community and the college students, and it was a big hit, you know, so people going over there and getting their sodas out of there. Now that went really well. The next Sunday, one of the churches here in town had rented the Chillmobile. They had an event on a Sunday, and they had before it, and it had just arrived here. It was still in a crate, and one of the pastors came up to the O'Doggies there and asked us if we had plans for it, what was going on, if it was going to be ready by, you know, such and such date, and I said, yeah, it would be, and so it turned out we couldn't operate it, but I said that we would rent it to them for the day, and so we rented it out to them. I dropped it off on Saturday and picked it up later on, and everything went well with that. So believe it or not, I'm still waiting on our health department to do an inspection on it. I've called and emailed, and finally they got back a hold of me just this last Friday, and so sometime this week they'll come out and look. So before I park it out there by the trailer, I really need to do that, but I couldn't help but introduce it before getting the health inspection on it.
Well, the pictures looked awesome. I think Jason sent me the pictures. You may have sent them, I don't know. But that it's a beautiful, and I like that you coordinated it with everything you got.
Oh, yeah, it's sharp. You know, the green, I think, is almost the exact same color green that our cart was and everything. So that just, everything just has gone really well. I mean, it's like, as if it was already a part of our business in the whole scheme of things. So it's gone really well. Big thing, and you know, a lot of things. I know it's late in the season really for the ice cream part of it and everything, but one of the things we're thinking about doing is parking it for an hour or two after school. We have access to the parking lot right there by the high school, and selling sodas or energy drinks and hanging chips off it too. You know, they can't have sodas or any energy drinks at the school, and so after school, if they can come over there, and it's kind of the big hangout area there, and so that's something that we're going to, I think, capitalize on too. So,
you know what, I know that, you know, it's a lot of states don't really have a winter season, and so if you're in southern Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, southern California, I know that parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, they just stay hot year-round. And so if you're considering getting into the vending business or expanding your current business, it'd be cool to offer this because it's low overhead and very, very high profit margins. We were averaging over 400 a day with ours, with my kids running it for two summers straight, and it did well. So you may want to consider doing something like that. And I know that you can go to icecreambike.biz, right?
Yep.
Icecreambike.biz and check those out, the new ones. And he still got some. Do you have it, the older, the first style? You got both.
I have the one.
Okay.
And we have some of the other ones too, but nobody's been interested in those. They're going some new ones.
I don't blame them. Those new ones are pretty.
I think we should send some of the other ones down to Corey and let them turn them into beer carts for the frat houses. You can just run them out that way.
I thought of that.
You can just tell them they can fill it with, you know, beverage of choice or something. And
that would be
cool.
Yeah.
It would do well. Yeah, undoubtedly. You know, I say it's late in the season, and even despite the fact that, you know, it's late, you know, in the ice cream season here, and you know, undoubtedly it's still got huge potential to make money for, you know, a couple more months, 2-3 months still yet, you know. So
pretzels, Corey.
What's that, pretzel?
Soft pretzels. Get some of those for the afternoon if you're gonna be near those kids.
Oh yeah.
They run you about a quarter to 30 cents a piece, and you sell them for a buck.
Yeah.
You know, I like the idea of putting them out in front of the school. That seems like a captive audience.
Exactly. Okay. You know, people are just excited about that thing. So.
It looks good. It's sharp looking. Well, I know that I wanted to share. I mentioned in the beginning of the show I wanted to share. I got an email from Ruben Roman. And if you don't know him, you can search Ruben, R-E-U-B-E-N, over at LearnHotDogs.com blog. He's done it all. He's actually, played and sung with Snoop Dogg, and he's just a neat guy. But he got started.
Monaco.
Yeah. He got started in the hot dog business a couple of years back. I think it's been a little more than 2 years.
Yeah.
And he has really kicked butt, but he emailed me and he said, "Hey, Ben, I just wanted to update you. We added to our menu and we are still killing it. I live an amazing life and I love it, and I want to thank you again for all the help and advice. Everything you have ever told me, I applied it and it has worked. The money is great and the job is fun. Sure, there's hard work at times, but if you love what you do, that hard work gets easier. Thanks again, my brother. Updated menu," and he sent me a picture or a link to his Facebook page and his menu. If you could, Jason, put a link on our chat room.
Corey must be channeling Brian Shores, because as soon as you've done the words, it was up there.
Thank you, Corey.
I could have typed it that quick. Corey must have like 1,000 words a minute.
That's his Facebook page there. So
I didn't even get to the keyboard and he had it up.
He's got a his card is called Bulldoggies, and yes, he has updated
beautiful,
his menu
beautiful
with these
menu.
Beautiful
pictures.
Great
pictures, good updates.
Yeah. His pictures look like you can reach into it and grab one of the sausages off the grill. He's done a really, really good job, and I love how he omitted the cent portion of his price and just put $2. And it's just simple, and it looks great. I love it. So if you want to go check him out, you have to get over on the chat room and grab the link there. Look up Bulldoggies on Facebook. It should pull up pretty easy. I do want to say that Brian Bubba, he's gone. He decided he wanted to sell his cart, and within a week he listed it on LearnHotDogs.com on our free classified section, and it sold within the first week. And so if you have a cart for sale or you're looking for one to buy, there's some really good deals that come through there. There was two listed this week and sold this week. That I know of that came on and went off immediately. So be sure to check those out and look at those. I need to check and see if we have anybody on the phones. I don't think so. And let me play this real quick.
We here at Hot Dog Vendor Radio would like to welcome all street food vendors. We promise we won't point fingers and make fun of you if you don't sling a weenie or two. And we won't make fun of you if you don't have your hands on an ample supply of hops. Steamy buns. We love all street food vendors, and that's why we're here. So come one, come all, join us live every Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. for HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. You'll be glad you did. We promise. You show up to our show, and we'll make you happier than a woodpecker in a lumberyard.
Feeling lazy? Out of shape? Get off the f***ing couch. Go to benscarts.com and get the scoop on free training, top-notch accessories, link over to the radio show and the blog. Plus, you can get Ben's tell-all book on how you can change your life forever.
Hot dog saved my life.
It's all available at benscarts.com.
Be there.
All right, folks, if you're just calling in or listening in, you can dial 424-258-9364, press option 1 if you want to ask us a question or want to share something with us, or just don't press any buttons and you can just listen in live. The show is also being broadcast through video over on streetfoodvendor.tv. And if you want to catch it or want to join us for a show, feel free to do so. We'd love to have you, and we enjoy all the questions that we get. And I know that we had some tips last week that we missed, that I missed, but I want to share those now. Let's see. Kyle writes in and says, "Good vendors are far and few between. One of the key ingredients as to what makes a good vendor and successful one is their ability to make an item his or her own. Unique We have all heard this word. It's defined as being the only one of its kind or unlike anything else. And that's what HDVs, hot dog vendors, need. A unique item, dog topping, type of bun, etc. Something that separates you from your competitors. Something that says, I want this guy's food. Something that draws the middle-aged man off his recliner because he can imagine the smell of your signature item. At that precise moment, he can't control his motor functions. And he makes his way to your cart at Mach 3 speed. Any vendors can win the battle by serving a dog, but it's the one who serves something unforgettable that wins the war. And that's from Kyle. Kyle has given us a tip every week, and I love it. And he always adds a little dose of comedy in there with it, and I like that. I do want to say that having a good clean cart and a good business will supersede about anything. If you're friendly and you are offering the same thing the guy is down the street, but you're friendly and you're offering it on a clean cart, you could probably charge more and still beat him in customers. And so that's another thing that makes you unique is your customer service and the type of setup you have. Okay, next one is from Michael Wood. We spoke to him just a little bit ago from Georgia. Remember that when customers drive or even walk by your cart, they are looking at you and your cart. Be professional, look professional, act professional. Remember, people talk and you may not hear what they are saying about you, but your sales will reflect how they feel. Spend a small amount of money buying a t-shirt that has your business logo on it. You will look more professional. You will be advertising your business. They cost less than $10 a shirt. Place the advertising on the back of the shirt because the front will be covered up with your apron. One side printing is cheaper as well. That's a great tip.
Who was that from?
That's from Michael, Doug's Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, this is interesting, and I want to share this with you. This comes from Thunderdog, and y'all know who Thunderdog is. Had the he does the big events and has shared some of his stories and tips with us. But he writes, Ben, I have to confess, I don't remember why I wrote this, but I think that it was around the time that the hot dog communities were coming apart, and I wanted to share this. Anyway, I found this, reworked it a little, and thought I would pass it on. If you can pass it or use it in any way, please feel free to do so. It's called What to Do, What to Do, What to Do. Ever found yourself asking that question? Sometimes when we start out with a dream, in this case hot dog vendor, you discover many twists and turns in the road that you had no idea you would encounter. Rules you never knew existed, regulations that make your head spin, and there is the daunting health department, or haunting as I refer it to. But let's say you made it through all of that. If you haven't, you will. Just don't quit. You have been out slinging for a while, and you actually have your feet on the ground now. Hot dogging is good, and you are having success, but you want to do more. This is about what your hot dog cart has the potential to do. If you follow the comments over on the learnhotdogs.com site and the radio show, you will see that the hot doggers have gone in several directions: street vendors, festivals, special events, catering, combination directions. Sometimes, depending on the area you live, it may be necessary to combine several just to make it past the break-even point. This requires creativity and thinking outside the box. We get so caught up in getting the hot dogs off the ground, the hot dog business off the ground, that doing anything different would be just wrong. It is okay to get outside of your comfort zone. I'm not suggesting that you leave the one that brought you to the dance, but after you have enhanced your cart, your condiments, your shirt, shoes, everything else in sight, let's look at a couple of the other possibilities that you can do with your hot dog cart, and it might even expand your location possibilities. Your hot dog cart is a steam table. Restaurants use these all the time, especially if they have a buffet. Keeping that in mind, all kinds of things open up to you. I want to explore two that I have used successfully. It might be hard to do these things along with hot dogs, so first suggestion. I do as one of these things is I cater. I also pick a day and maybe a different spot on the street and offer a barbecue menu on, say, Thursday or Saturday. You will be the best judge of that. So this is not hard if you have a commissary to prepare your food in, or even better yet, find a successful barbecue place near you and make a deal to select off of his menu items to serve at your remote location, kind of like a la carte. Advertise his name on your card as a mobile site away from his location. It's a win-win for both of you. He may want a small premium over his cost for preparing it, but that is certainly fair considering that you don't have to do it. Suggestion 1, sliced brisket, sausages, and rib plates. Chopped brisket sandwiches, sausages on a stick or wrapped in a flour tortilla. Beans and potato salad for the plates. Condiments should be something you already have, pickles, onions, etc. You will have to get something to serve it in you don't currently use probably, but that should be all the only differences to accommodate this new idea. Do not be afraid to ask $6 or $8 for a plate or $4 or $5 for just a sandwich. Suggestion 1, this is just a single item enhancement, not like the above. Okay, so this is the second part of that first part. He says, I have added bison buffalo burgers to my menu. I serve it on an onion roll with all my usual condiments. I use my commissary to mesquite smoke what I want to sell on any given day. But in the fridge or cooler, if you're going out the same day, usually only take enough for one day and do it one day a week. When you put your sign up, make sure to add while they last. I have them in Ziplocs and put a few on the steam table to warm them up. They stay really moist. Then when they order, just like dogs, I flip them on the griddle and let them sizzle. Guess where customers will come? Then, I skipped something. Okay. There, you've just added an item that will sell for $7 to $9, probably not many places in your town that serve bison burgers. Guess where customers will come? Then when the word gets out that you have bison, well, you can finish this story. Second part of the first idea is he calls it suggestion 1B. Search around your area for a special sausage link. You may have to order it or have it shipped in. It's best if it outsizes your bun. Create a special condiment for it, enough to sell out each time you figure out the magic number. So basically what he's saying is something like the bacon jam or the Coca-Cola onions, a special condiment that you're going to put on top of it. And you've added another gourmet item with ease to your menu. I get $7 for my crawfish sausage dog. I make a special relish for this, and I just take out enough to sell. Most sausages are pre-cooked. That makes it easy. If you only sell 10 a day, that's $70 to $90 additional for the day. I should mention here that I have one of Ben's big dogs with the grill griddle, and I use a roll top to steam my buns. Suggestion 2, breakfast. Specialty breakfast tacos. These are served on a flour tortilla. I use liquid eggs for the basic ingredient. You can do a bunch ahead of time right before you serve and just put them in one of your steam pans. How many times have you gone through breakfast buffet line and seen your scrambled eggs served this way? I use the griddle portion of my grill to prepare these, and if you have an open flame, just use a skillet. Warm tortillas in the steam table just like buns, or briefly flip it on a griddle. My menu is ham, egg, and cheese, bean and cheese, and he heats up a can of refried beans, bacon, egg, and cheese, beef or chicken fajita tacos. Wrap each one in the foil and serve. Condiments, hot sauce, red and green. Offer a variety of bottles of Tabasco, salsa, onion, jalapenos, cheese. Always be generous with your condiments. Your customer should be telling you, wow, that's a lot of food. Again, you can be as creative as you want. I get $2 for all the except the beef and chicken fajita tacos. Those are $3. So he's already doing this stuff that he's telling you about. And if you knew him, like I know him, this guy has a hugely successful business, and he's very, very good at what he does. And so anytime he offers something like this, I feel obligated to share it because it's going to help others as well. He says your locations and avenues will broaden. If your current hot dog location doesn't feel right for this, you can easily find another one for the breakfast tacos. Be sure to have something in writing that your customers can see and know where, what, when, and how you're serving. You might also want to consider using Twitter and create the following. This can be successful if you live in an area where there's a group of office building or high-rise offices, factories, or groups of people going to work in the morning. Just get permission to serve them as they arrive to work. Serve coffee, juice, and hot chocolate. In fact, if you have access to electricity or you have a battery or an inverter on your cart, get a Keurig coffee maker, and the selection of coffee, tea, and chocolates is endless with no waste. Serve it in a 12-ounce cup with a lid and get $2 for a cup of OJ, I guess. No, get a $2 for a cup of Joe. Each coffee pod is about 45 cents, but the quality and variety is superior, and your customers are paying $4 for coffee at the Starbucks place, so $2 is a bargain. I'm writing this as I sit in a Starbucks. Understand that using a K-cup is not for everyone. Volume will have to be taken into consideration when making these decisions. Offering a variety will add perceived value to the overall picture you're presenting to the public. The more perceived value you can present, the higher price your customers will pay. We are street vendors, not street thinkers. Wishing you great success, Michael. And that's with Thunder Dogs. So, I know that was long, but that is a ton of information. I will copy this and paste it over on the blog in case you missed any of it or if you want to go back to it. These are things he's actually doing. This isn't stuff he's just suggesting you might want to try. These are things that work for him. Now, he's in Texas. He moved to Texas so that he could fish more, believe it or not, because of all the Great Lakes there, and they're supposed to have the biggest bass in the world. So, anyway, thanks to Thunderdog for sharing that with us all. And what'd y'all think of this?
Yeah, a lot of good info.
Yeah.
Well, both of y'all do kind of stuff like that. Sometimes, you know, we're on here every week talking about all the things you can do, and then you've got somebody like him or and there's lots of others that are out there doing it every day like we are or like y'all are, and you take somebody like Biker Jim. Well, when you hear it from them, it feels different. You know, you feel like, man, I didn't ever think about doing a breakfast, you know, sandwich or wrap. Do any of y'all do a breakfast wrap?
No breakfast yet for us. You know, we've thought about different things like that. We've had people ask about it, but, you know, it's fine in the time of the day sometimes.
Oh, I get it.
we'll do it at special.
Jason has plenty of time, which...
Yeah,
he's eat up with time. And speaking of people with time, Bubba, holy cow, he could work full time for us now here at the show.
Yeah, I'm jobless right now.
Well, congratulations to you, number one. And
yeah, sold fast.
And you sold your cart fast. And how's this week off been?
The back is no longer hurting. That's good.
That's good. Is the wife happier?
Well, there you go. The house is, we've been, it's amazing. the change of attitude. Is that what I'm looking for? Yeah. So that part's been good. And we're just, I don't know, we're looking forward. I'll probably start driving this week for the trucking company again. So that'll be this week. But the guy that came up and bought it, it's a Nashville guy, and he has a DJ service and does like a lot of those things. So he's just going to incorporate it mainly into what he's already doing. But he's somewhere in your midst on Learn Hot Dogs and all that. His name's Marcus Case. But he bought everything, and he felt so bad about the price that he gave me an extra $200.
Oh, wow.
You're giving me way too much, because even when he got here, I had more stuff I didn't even list. And like, oh, just, you know, take it and do well with it, you know, kind of thing. So that's good. And, the pain's gone, so that's a plus. The wife is extremely happy. That's a big plus. And I'm happy. We're planning on, you know, we were talking about motorcycles last week, so now that's kind of the thing. It's like, okay, we're going to buy a motorcycle and do some touring around America so she can see some of it other than what she saw from the truck windshield. And then we pretty much decided on the 3 to 5 year plan going back to the Philippines so I can retire. So that's where we're at. You know?
Well, I already thanked you and, you know, sang your praises earlier. You missed it. You'll have to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
But we are going to miss you, and I'm glad that you still came on, and I hope you continue to do so whenever time permits for you. And,
yeah, I've been occasionally.
And I'm happy that you got it sold so quick over there, and that's going to work out good, and a happy wife is never a bad problem.
No. And it got sold fast because it was every call I got, and when it went up on the used car site, within 2 hours I had 10 calls and 4 offers. So it was, you know, it's also because of your breadth of your biz that made it so easy to sell. And then I kept making phone calls because they're all like, well, when's that guy coming? When's that guy coming? I said, I hate doing this because I feel like a schlub, but I go, it's whoever can get here first, it's yours. That's it. You know?
Wow.
So that's how it worked. And it worked out fine, you know.
I'm glad. Well, I'm glad, and I'm glad that it works so well on our site. I know that it gets a lot of traffic, but sometimes either, you know, the cart's too far from them. But, heck, he drove a pretty good piece to go from Nashville to you.
Well, and I put in the ad, and I would have, you know, I said anywhere within a 500-mile radius, I'll bring it to you. So that woke a lot of folks up.
Wow.
You know, where they actually, some of them Googled me, well, I'm actually 600 miles. I said, well, drive 100 in, and we're there, you know. But so that's good. I mean, I think it's you know, I hated it because I loved it. I mean, I just loved it, even though I was standing, you know, in pain every freaking day. It still was, it was fun. Yeah, I wasn't getting rich, but it was building.
Right. But, well, I understand. But, I mean, I can't imagine living, you know, and I know you've personally told me you don't take pain meds. And
no.
So I can't imagine being out there and always being in a pain and keeping a happy smile on my face.
Yeah. Couple years I've pretty much been living in pain anyways. It's just this got to excruciating.
Right.
It was pain I'd never felt. I was like, dang. You know,
I can imagine.
I was self-medicating at home a lot. So this week it was kind of amazing. I kept looking at my fridge going, there's no beer in there and I don't need it right now. You know, so that's a good plus too, you know, so.
Well, you know, I wish you well, or we wish you well in all that you do. And
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But yeah, I'll stop in here, you know, occasionally because, you know, it's Sunday night, nothing else to do. We just got done watching a movie and I realized, I'm like, damn, it's like 9:30 almost, like quarter after 9. I looked at my email and said, well, okay, I'll go ahead and go get in there. Hope it's not too late.
I'm going to make that a new slogan for the show. It'll be Street Food Vendor TV. Because you ain't got nothing better to do.
Well, hey, I'm glad I could help.
I love it.
Yeah,
well, we've got a caller here. Caller area code 412. I'm sorry you had to hold. This is Ben. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Hello?
Oh, hello, Ben.
Howdy.
Ben, I accidentally, I'm not real good on the cell phone. I just got a smartphone. I realize you got to be pretty smart to use it. But my son called Freddie. He was the original caller and he's been involved in the business about 2 or 3 weeks. And he said, Dad, and I've been a broker for 40 years. I record my own music and I collect coins. This is the most intriguing venture I've read half your book like within an hour. And I was so pleased, you know, with what I read, and I'm convinced because I must have spent over $100,000 on businesses. Hate to use the word scam, but I could tell this is very, very honest business. And I thank my son for introducing me to your program. That's about all I got to say.
Well, I love these kind of calls, and I thank you for taking the time to share your take on it. And I'm glad you're enjoying
it. It's fun. I'm not retired yet, but this may lead me to full retirement.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, if we can help you, please feel free to call back in, and we'll be happy. Or if you just want to share.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, we're working as partners, so thank you so much, okay?
Yes, sir. You have a good evening.
You also.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're talking about make my head swell. That makes you feel good. yeah. What a nice guy. So I think we got another caller. Caller area code 530. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV. How are you tonight?
All right, Ben, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, nice to talk to you. I've been looking over all your stuff for about a year now. I built my own cart and put it together last year. And I went out with doing the high schools a little bit. And I noticed that, look, I'm kind of stuck. I noticed you told or say to go, get with like a nonprofit, whatever, to get into like Walmart or something in that area.
Right.
Anyways, I've been looking for one. I'm out in California, Northern California, above Sacramento.
Okay.
And they call me Pork Chop, by the way. But I'm looking for something. I need a jump. I don't know where to go next.
Okay, so tell us where you are now, though. You said you're outside of school.
Well, yeah, I've been there's a place, a town called Oroville, and I've been sitting out in front of a high school over there. But I moved away, but I plan to truck back down there with it to kind of continue. And the thing is I don't know. I'm looking for another place to go besides the high school. You know, I guess I'm looking for some ideas is what I'm getting at.
All right. Well, I can tell you that your best bet is we've done maybe 4 or 5 shows on locations, and I'm going to give you some locations now, but I want you to when you get time, go over to learnhotdogs.com, and in the search box on the right-hand side, type in location.
Okay.
It's going to pull up several articles and shows we've done with some of the most amazing and out-of-the-way, the things you'd never think of locations to work a cart.
Okay.
Later, 50.
Do what?
Didn't we list 40 or 50 in that show?
Yeah, that's just one of the shows that we've done. We've outlined, I think there's one with 40 or 50 locations listed on it that vendors are actually using. What, like we were just pulling out ideas randomly. It's because of the years doing this, you talk to a lot of vendors, and a vendor says, yeah, I'm at the swimming hole out in the middle of nowhere. I know some vendors that are at State Park. I know some vendors that are working at salvage yards, you know, where you go get parts for your car. There's lots of these types of places that just, you know, everybody thinks I'm going to get a hot dog cart and I'll put it on Main Street. And, you know, because they think that that's going to be the solution. But oftentimes, you know, you don't. I have people call me and go, Ben, I was in Knoxville. I've lived here. I ain't never seen a hot dog cart. Is there vendors in Knoxville? And I'll go, well, yeah, there's a lot of vendors in Knoxville. But they're not all sitting on, you know, a street there called Gay Street. And they're not all there. They're not on Main. They're not on Compass. They are out and about. They're at the Home Depot, or they're at the local Goodwill, or they're at the Tractor Supply, or they work bars at night. Have you considered doing any of those, like the bars or the night scene?
Hey, you know what? Yeah, no, I didn't even think about it. Let me tell you, I read up on you, whatever, and you say, hey, you lost everything in the world. Well, me too. I owned a bunch of houses. We had a tow company. Anyways, I got 5 kids. We, too, lost everything, and we barely put this cart together, and that's why I'm calling you. I don't know where to go next. I did okay at the high school. I mean, it's 1 hour of boomerang time, but after that, it's over with, and I kind of want to keep it going. Like, I haven't made a whole lot of money with mine. And I'd like to, and I know guys are out there making a lot of money, and I would just like to know where.
Well, Jason just brought up a good idea. He asked you if you had any industrial parks or factories near you.
Yeah, an hour away, but yeah.
Well, sometimes those can be huge assets. You know, I went to a industrial park, but that was later on, like 6-8 months later into the business. But a factory was really good for me. We've got a fellow vendor that comes into the show every now and then, and he does a big industrial park, and it does real well. So there's lots of ideas like that, but your best bet is to jump on learnhotdogs.com and check out the just type in locations in the search box. And also,
I got you.
What I got tongue-tied there a second ago is there's a lady that calls in from time to time. She works a truck stop. She's at a truck.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And she does her business there. So there's
hey,
all
you have. Sorry.
I know.
You
a
have
guy
any idea on maybe what about the rest areas?
Rest areas, if you can get permission, there's lots of good ideas like that. Some of them require jumping through some hoops and cutting some red tape to get through it, but it can be done. There's people that go to fishing spots where we're, you know, a public lake. They'll go down to the public boat ramp,
right?
Set up there, and as the fishermen come in, they typically come in about 11. You know, they start fishing early in the morning when it's cool. And they're done by the time the sun gets high. And so those are good spots to catch people. It's kind of like the school deal. It's only for an hour or so, but you may make $300-$400. So that's what you're looking for. But type location into the search box, and you're going to pull up a bunch more.
I appreciate your time. Hey, I'll give it a shot, and I'll give you a call back later on and tell you how I've been doing.
I would love it. I'd love an update, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you. I like his attitude. Believe it or not, I get lots of calls from people that are struggling, really, really struggling. And, you know, like him, he's built his own cart, and I don't know if he had my kid. I don't think he did. But either way, this can be done no matter what. We've even done some shows, I know you remember, Jason, where we talked about getting started with little to no money. And there's ways to do this. If you want to do it and you want to set yourself free, this isn't multi-level marketing where you've got to, you know, they give you a good sales pitch and you buy 2 chocolate chip cookies and you drink some fruit punch from, you know, people, and they play some quick-ass music and get you all pumped up. And then you have to rely on 27 of your best friends getting 3 people each. It's the quickest way to lose friends is multi-level marketing.
Hey,
that's Bubba's new job, man. Don't pick on him. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Tupperware Avon.
My new job's more like multi-stop marketing. I think I'm going to be delivering food to grocery stores and crap. So multi-stop marketing.
Well, it beats Amway. I remember a friend talking to me. I was in my early 20s, and I was already doing pretty good. I had a little electronic stores, and we were putting in those big, you know, we called them the Tennessee Flower because it was these big 9-foot satellite dishes. And I had several installation crews, and I was really kicking butt for a young man. And he talked me into going to Amway. He goes, "You're the kind of person we need. You know, we need it. You got to see this. You're not going to believe it. Oh my gosh." And I get there and they charged me for the damn cookies, and it pissed me off. And I said, if these big wigs, these diamonds are doing so good, they could have bought the damn cookies for everybody. And I'm not paying for your cookies. And I left. So I may have missed out. I could be a big wig in Amway right now.
Ooh. Well, you look like Mr. Clean. That's close.
Hey, you don't have any mirrors in your house? You look like Mr. Clean, too.
Yeah, pot and kettle.
Trust me.
Caller, area code 705. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Ben, my name is Joe. I'm up in Northern Ontario. I was looking at your site at those hamburger steamers.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering if you've used them on the street or if anybody who's watching the show has used them. I was thinking about ordering one.
Jason uses the pre-cooks. Them.
Okay. Pardon me?
Jason on the show right now uses them daily.
Oh, really? And they're going well?
Yeah, they go quick.
They're delicious.
Easy way to serve burgers. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a closed car, so it's a little different than like working off Ben's car, but Ben's done a video. Well, Big Dog Ben using
Big
it?
Dog, yeah.
You know, it can be done, you know, right there in a cart, but it's definitely a different texture and flavor. Definitely recommend using like an 80-20 and a good cheddar cheese.
Our problem is up here, I have to use pre-cooked hamburgers.
That would take it out of the deal. Now, if you were going to have to do pre-cooked hamburgers, you could still kind of do this, but without that little handy device, is make your burgers at home or, home at the commissary. I'll put up my air quotes. And once you get those done and pre-bag them up, you can take them to the cart and put them in, maybe you want 15 or 20 per bag, Ziploc bag, gallon-sized bags is what I've used, and I will put them in a boiler that's not boiling. It's just keeping them hot, and it's just an au jus sauce. It's basically super saturated seasoned water, and you can use beef bouillon cubes. And you can let them just float in the water, and then when you need one, you take it out, throw it up on the grill for 2 seconds, or just put it straight to the bun. I've put it straight to the bun before for an event for a it was a charity program deal. And I did hamburgers. I didn't even take hot dogs on this one. And I just served the dogs wet, basically, or the burgers wet, right out of that juice. And it soaks into the bun. It still was delicious.
Okay. Because I've been experimenting with bacon jam recipes, and I want to try that on them.
Well, both those ideas, the burgers and the bacon jam, came from Jason. He turned me on to both of those concepts.
Yeah, we're down 30 pounds a week lately. That's a lot of bacon jam, a fork at a time.
30 pounds a week you're at now?
Yeah, sometimes more. Like if I have to do the winery, it's usually, you know, closer to 40, 35.
Wow.
Put it this way, every delivery, once or twice a week, there's I think a box of bacon's 30 pounds.
Oh, my God.
25 or 30, and we usually have one or two of those each delivery.
That's incredible.
15 to 20 pounds of the onions a week. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Sounds like
you know, you come here and work with me, I'll buy you some inserts for your shoes. I'll even get you one of those little comfy mats, you know, a little foam mat like that.
Just get me a new lower back and we'll be good.
We can hang like a trapeze from the ceiling, you know, with like a bouncer thing for the baby. And just put you in that and you can kind of bounce from side to side.
That's a new gimmick. Can I hold a swooper flag while I bounce?
Certainly.
Okay, we're on. One of those rainbow umbrella hats, too.
See? We can do this.
There you go. It'll match your shirt.
Yep. I got a really bright shirt on today, man.
You do.
I like that.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I hope that was some help. If you have to have them pre-cooked, there's no sense spending the $500 on that little gadget.
No.
That's what my concern was. Our city is 50,000 people, and we've got one hot dog stand.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm hoping.
It really doesn't matter if you called me and said your town is 3,000 people. There's a lady out near Globe, Arizona, that she was worried to death that her town was too small. She's got two carts now. So, yeah. I mean, because you're not going to serve all 3,000 of them in a day anyway. And so you're looking for your 50 to 150 a day, and that's a kick butt income.
Okay.
Well, I wish you well with it. And call us back and let us know how the burgers went.
I will do. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Hey, guys, I got to go. Krusty wants to use the computer, so.
Well.
I will see you again. I'll stop in again. Just, you know, send me the show link, and I'll pop in when I can pop in.
All right. Well, we wish you the best.
Yeah.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, guys.
Take it easy, Bubba.
All right. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Okay. I think that we've gone long enough. I told again, I told my wife I'm going to keep trying to get these shows to an hour. We've been an hour and a half now, and I'm not going to extend it. I'm going to leave it at an hour and a half.
Oh, thank God.
I'm tired, and I've got to get my kids up in the morning, 6:30, and.
You know, if Corey would stop talking, we could have been done a half hour ago.
I'm telling you, I couldn't get a word in edgewise on Jason there. When?
I'll tell you what, your lighting was good tonight, Corey. Your lighting and sound.
I'm not out on that porch, you know.
It looks good. I like the shirt.
It's a pink shirt I'm wearing.
That pink shirt's
cute. Yeah, his wife let him come inside.
Well, y'all have a good evening. I appreciate it. And we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Same bat channel. See you, Corey.
See you guys. Later.
You bet.
See ya.
Hot Dog Vendor Radio was brought to you by BensCarts.com and the Hot Dog Answer Man himself, Mr. Ben Wilson. Also by the letter H and the number 1. Tune in next week for the very best hot dog vendor information money can't buy on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.